explain his new mission to a few key figures in the scientific community. On October 19, 1942, he wrote Beta, "It is about time that I wrote to you and explain some of my wires and actions. I came east this time to get our future straight. It is turning out to be a very big order, and I am not at liberty to tell all that is going on. We are going to have a laboratory for the military applications, probably in a remote spot, and ready for use, I hope, within the next few months. The essential problems have to do with taking reasonable precautions about secrecy and nevertheless making the situation effective, flexible, and attractive enough so that we can get the job done." By the autumn of 1942, it was more or less an open secret around Berkeley that Oppenheimer and his students were exploring the feasibility of a powerful new weapon associated with the atom. He had sometimes talked about his work even to casual acquaintances. John McTernan, an attorney for the National Labor Relations Board and a friend of Gene Tatlock's, ran into Oppenheimer one evening at a party and vividly recalled the encounter. "He talked very fast, trying to explain his work on this explosive device. I didn't understand a word he was saying. And then, the next time I saw him, he made it clear that he was no longer free to talk about it." Almost anyone who had friends in the physics department might have heard speculation about such work. David Bohm thought that many people all around knew what was going on at Berkeley. It didn't take much to piece it together. A young graduate student in the psychology department, Betty Goldstein, arrived on campus fresh from Smith in the autumn of 1942 and befriended several of Oppenheimer's graduate students. The future Betty Friedan began dating David Bohm, who was writing his doctoral dissertation in physics under Oppie's supervision. Bohm, who decades later became a world-famous physicist and philosopher of science, fell in love with Betty and introduced her to his friends, Rossi Lomanitz, Joe Weinberg, and Max Friedman. They all socialized on weekends and sometimes saw each other in what Friedman characterized as various radical study groups. "They were all working on some mysterious project they couldn't talk about," Friedan recalled, "because it had something to do with the war." By the end of 1942, when Oppenheimer began recruiting some of his students, it was pretty clear to everyone that a very big weapon was going to be built. "Many of us thought," said Lomanitz, "my God, what kind of a situation it's going to be to bring a weapon like that into the world. It might end up by blowing up the world." Some of us brought this up to Oppenheimer, and basically his answer was, "Look, what if the Nazis get it first?"